Now I'm just running around doing little side quests and shit.
Dude, I know, same. I'm like, we'll talk about it in a bit.
Yeah.
But, yo.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Ooh-wee.
Ooh-wee, baby.
And we're back. Calcifer. How we doing?
Did you pour yourself some tequila?
The Casamigos, baby, because it's a party.
Dude, you know what else we have tonight? Game 7.
Ooh.
In 2K. We're tied.
This is it. For all the marbles.
For
all
place your bets now.
Yes. Yes. Even though this will have happened
about a week ago.
It'd be nice to, we should set that up. Who do you think won? And then it'll release. Yeah. But.
Yeah.
Somber times.
Yeah. Did you catch the game today?
Which game?
The MAGA Chuds versus the DC Pigs.
Cal?
It was beat down, dude. It was a beat down. DC Pigs, usually their defense is pretty solid.
Dude, on the same night that Bradley Beal has a career high 60 points,
everything
in DC's on fire, apparently.
Doesn't match the MAGA Chuds going.
Jesus, they went ham today. Oh my God, just a bunch of nubs. Netflix, please bring The Office back to give these poor white people something to do.
Bro. Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah,
come
man,
on.
They're not going to download Peacock. You can try as hard as you want, but they're not downloading
some
that
of
shit.
The outfits. Coachella was happening in fucking DC.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Dude,
the meme
yeah.
storm just has raging. Been fantastic. Just a whirlwind. Just a tsunami of memes came in and just crashed.
One of my favorites was like a photo of someone sitting in Nancy Pelosi's office and they're like cooking up a fire beat in Nancy Pelosi's office right now, and you see the computer screen and it's like the the Ableton software.
Young thug sitting over his shoulder.
Oh my God. Dude. He's like just making it a work of art.
Right. That's fucking hilarious. Yeah, this shit's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, get the fuck over it. Just lose graciously.
Take the L, man.
All that talk about fucking participation trophies and how important it is to learn to win and lose. You guys are acting like a bunch of bitches.
Big old fucking babies.
It's okay to be upset.
Yeah.
But, you know, come on. Like, what are you... this isn't even a cause that you need to be protesting.
I feel like this has been building up all 4 years.
I feel like we're inciting the... or we're instigating the Q community right now.
Yeah.
But fuck,
we're going to get attacked. We're going to be called pedophiles.
Donnie obviously didn't have
Pizzagate shit.
Right. Donnie didn't have a time machine. Because if he did, he would have already changed shit. Shut the fuck up. JFK Jr. did not come back. And the aliens are the only hope we have at this point. Aliens in Oahu?
Please. Dude, are we going to join Scientology?
I wish we could join Heaven's Gate.
What is that?
The cult where they all drank the Kool-Aid and killed themselves.
Oh yeah.
I would love to join that cult and then be like, watch everyone else drink it. And you're like, no, you guys go ahead. I'm not that thirsty right now. Just everyone's taking long naps. Someone's got to put the blankets over them. You know.
Oh man.
You didn't see that documentary? Don't.
All right.
Actually, it's pretty fucking interesting. Not gonna lie.
I mean, I've heard of it. I've never thought about watching it.
And it's pretty good.
I was like,
it's pretty good.
Do I really want to just watch a bunch of like kids?
Wait, what are we watching right now?
On agreeing to the objection.
Okay, I have no idea what that means.
Oh, remember the objection led by like Ted Cruz? He was like, "We are not going to accept this electoral vote." So he like I
now
I don't
there's
know.
A cool guy.
Oh yeah,
Ted Fox. There hasn't been like a good Ted since fucking Theodore Roosevelt.
Oh man,
actually,
what a good Ted.
Yeah, it was a good Ted.
A solid
but he
Ted.
Was also very controversial, you know,
for his time. Yeah,
yeah. And now you well
yeah kind
everyone
of.
You look at now is controversial, but yeah, I mean, then it's just a series of bad Teds.
Too many.
Ted Bundy.
Oh, fuck.
Wasn't
Ted from How I Met Your Mother.
Ugh, the worst.
That shitty Ted.
What was the other guy? The dude who blew up the... No, wasn't... What was his name? Kaczynski?
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Yeah. Ted Bundy for sure.
Ted Bundy. Bad the Ted. Terrible Ted.
Bad Ted. Yeah. Actually, my great grandfather was a Ted.
Oh.
Yeah. Good Ted.
He was a good Ted?
Yeah. He would always chase me. He'd tell me he was going to cut my ears off with scissors and just to get me to freak out, and he'd chase me around the yard with scissors. Very dangerous. That's for both
good,
of us.
Yeah, it's a good Ted. He put you in your place.
He definitely did. Hey, but I was fast enough to keep my ears, apparently.
There you go.
Pop, love you. And now Ted Cruz, yeah.
Yeah.
Shitty Ted.
Shitty Ted.
Shitty Ted.
Can't think of a good Ted.
I'm trying to think. Oh, the stupid fucking bear.
Oh, just Teddy Bear?
Ted. No,
oh,
Ted.
Oh, yeah. No, that's a terrible Ted.
You think?
Yeah.
Huh.
Fuck that Ted.
Down with the patriarchy.
Yeah.
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 Ted was a fucking chauvinist pig. What a trash.
What a shit.
Not even
Ted.
Person. Trash
yeah,
being.
You're literally not a person, dude.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Why you gotta be a dick, Ted? But we've got the AOC merch drop coming. Looking forward to that.
Rocket.
Democratic House.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Or Democratic Senate.
Democratic yeah. Senate. Let's go.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Party.
Now, I don't think anyone, it's weird. I've got my own perspective on only one voice being heard. That does kind of, but this, the way they've been bickering lately, we need to just fucking eliminate the whole thing. We'll try one side, we'll split it again, go the other way, whatever. But McConnell's out.
Yeah.
Later, Mitch.
Bitch ass out of there.
Later, Mitch. Bye,
fuck
Mitch.
Fuck off, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
I swear, it looks like he doesn't, that's not his skin anymore. It's like someone else's, he's like plastering onto his face.
Oh, he looks,
it looks
terrible.
Awful.
Terrible.
Ugh.
Looks every bit of a million years old. Just
dude.
A disgusting human being.
Gross.
God, he hasn't gotten laid in a long time.
Oh, yeah. Poor guy.
He probably does, actually. Mitch probably fucks.
Nah, man.
You don't think?
Nah.
What?
Big bitch Mitch, dude. He's a little bitch.
I wonder, how tall is Mitch McConnell? He's a tall guy?
I don't think so. I bet he's a solid 5'9".
He's probably like your height. He's probably like 5'11".
Oh, yeah? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You put some lifts in your shoes, you're 6 foot.
Dude, I round up.
I round up, bro.
I round up.
4 inches is huge. That's a thing.
No, yeah, I'm 6'4".
You are 6'4".
I really am.
Yeah, every bit of it.
Yeah.
You might
do
even
I,
be...
Do I not give off that energy?
It's weird, like energy wise, I kind of, so we were talking about this and like the tall guy energy.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you're more like a big dog. You know how like big dogs are like usually like super like goofy and gentle and stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like they could fuck anyone up, but there's like, hey, what's up? Oh, cool. 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 Cool.
I appreciate you that you think I could beat someone in a fight.
Oh, no. That's not what I meant. But I'm saying like, it was like, That's not what I meant at all.
I could have just not said anything and thought.
Yeah.
That's what
you could have
saying.
Just left it where it was, but that's not what I meant. I just meant like, you know, like they're just confident, you know? And like, to me, you're not like overly aggressive and gross, you know, or you're just chill.
Appreciate it.
Which
yeah.
is very, to me, that's tall guy swag.
All right.
You know what I mean? You don't have anything to prove. You've already won.
I do want
to
say, though,
you're
I
white,
am,
you're yeah. a man, and you're over 6 foot. You're
I got
kinda,
it all.
You're kind of killing the game.
Yeah.
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 That's pretty dope. I'm surprised you aren't in DC today.
My height's literally keeping this podcast afloat right now. It's the only thing we got going for us. Like honestly, dude, that's been my whole life. It's been like, man, you're so lucky you're tall.
you are
so lucky.
I always hate when, because you know, I'm not tall at all. I'm a little guy.
You're like
I'm average
height. Yeah.
Like if I go to like Thailand, I'm gonna fuck people up. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like where if I go anywhere where people
you're
are
finally,
malnourished,
God damn
it. I'm svelte. I'm a fucking stud. Here in America, with the abundance of resource, you know, I'm not quite as great, but
yeah.
Damn it! What was that? I was just about to say something.
I don't know.
Damn it! Oh, I was right there, baby. Fucking Casamigos, George Clooney, piece of
old
shit,
Georgie
boy, good guy.
Yeah,
makes me think of the Hilaria. How'd you say cucumber? How'd you say? Bitch, you know how to say cucumber. What the fuck is wrong with you?
What is this? What are we talking
about? There's
this about?
Clip of her like doing her best Rachel Dolezal impression, and she's
of her.
No, she's not doing
chick?
It. Yeah. And she's like, she acts like she forgot how to say cucumber. She's like, how do you say in English cucumber? Bitch.
Wait, so she literally just switched, right? She was like, I'm Italian now.
No, she's Spanish.
So
like Spanish though.
Okay.
From Spain, Spanish.
But I thought someone told me that she just race switched.
That's exactly what she did. Her head, she's from Spain.
But what is she really?
She's from Boston. She's just a white chick without the fucking Bahaba accent.
Was it her name? Do we know what triggered this?
I have no idea. Like at one point she just was like, you know what? I need to be more interesting and less waspy. So I'm gonna be ethnic.
To be fair, I never heard of her before this.
Also,
so.
shitty way of being ethnic because Spain, Spanish, look down on every other, you know, Spanish-speaking people.
Well, dude, she's white, you know?
That's what I'm saying.
But she's still got to feel that way.
She still found a way to create superiority in ethnicity.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
That's white people, dude.
That's white privilege.
White, yeah.
That's white privilege.
Dude. What if someone was like, nah, you can only be Filipino.
Right.
Nah,
that's
you
it.
Can't go higher.
Manny Pacquiao's kind of cool. Nah, never mind. I'm good.
Do they speak Spanish? No, they don't speak Spanish, do they?
No, I don't know what they speak.
I don't know either.
But they do have a lot of Spanish influence, like
yeah.
the names.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Manny?
Yeah.
Pacquiao? Yeah, I don't know.
I know
a couple of Filipino dudes, and
my best friend's a Filipino dude.
There we go.
Yeah,
and there's a lot of Spanish influence in that. But great pool players.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Huh.
Not great at basketball. That's another place I could go, and I'd be tall. We need to set up shop.
My best friend is pretty short,
yeah,
actually. He's
dude,
like 5'8".
If we go to the Philippines,
yeah,
we could be the tallest podcasters in the Philippines.
I mean, you're already looking at the tallest.
That's not true. That's
know.
Not true.
I know.
That's not true. I know. I can think of like 6'8".
Is Dak Shepherd tall?
He's got to be like 6'2 to 6'3, 6'4.
He's up there for sure.
Yeah.
He's a tall dude.
Yeah.
He gives off that energy. You know, he just...
Tall guy.
I just look at him like, you're fucking tall.
Privileged.
Yeah.
Talented.
I think it's the hair, too.
Funny
He's got
guy.
That long hair.
Blonde.
That's why I'm trying to grow mine out.
Yeah. Handsome as shit.
Yeah.
We can't compete with that.
No.
I mean, we have a bigger podcast, obviously.
Dude, yeah.
Yeah.
Huge.
Yeah. That, which is fun.
Yeah.
It's fun to put that in his face. Fuck off. But no, obviously the world is on fire.
Yeah.
COVID's just running rampant. I saw it's like 1 in 5 people in LA County or something.
I thought it was like one in five.
Yeah, it's like 1 in 5 people
Holy
have it now.
Shit.
I just got the news that a buddy of mine back in VA has it.
Damn.
Just, God damn. My grandparents got it. They kicked it. So hopefully, I mean, fingers crossed. You never know.
Yeah.
You just never know for some reason. Mm-hmm. Like, this thing is just so weird.
And now there's... It's
some people don't
it's
even
mutating
know.
Too, bro.
Right.
Fucking
England with the lockdown 3.
Really?
Yes.
Damn.
That franchise has progressed rapidly.
Dude, I hope Biden says something when he's in office. Like, hey, say the fucking start.
Yeah, but God damn, what does that look like? A national lockdown. What does that look like?
Literally, what it would have to be is we just print more money and give it to the people that are struggling. And we just need to keep everyone inside for like, you know, 2 to 3 months.
Fuck,
like
that long?
But like, that's in the grand scheme. Like, dude, we've been trying for like, what, a year now?
Yeah, we'll be at a year soon.
So,
yeah.
You know, it's got like, something's got to be done.
When did we shut down? March 15th. Yeah. Something like that.
And then we let everything loose around, like, what, June?
And it just came back with a vengeance.
Oh, my God.
It doesn't look like it wants to go anywhere.
Yeah.
Just wants to hang out, sit on your couch, keep you inside. Like, no, I don't go anywhere. It's cool, man. Y'all just hang out. Don't worry. Now it's not even Grandpa Joe's. I always called Trump Uncle Donnie.
Yeah.
Now it's Grandpa Joe.
Grandpa Joe.
And I love being spoiled by my grandparents.
Oh, yeah.
So,
oh,
let's
yeah.
go.
I love when grandparents show up. They're like, I got some quarters for you. I'm like, holy shit.
Oh, my God.
This is
where
awesome.
Where did you even find all these quarters? We have a coin shortage. What the fuck happened? We've been rolling these since the 40s. Fucking love you, Grandpa
Damn,
Joe.
That's awesome.
How great would that be? He doesn't send it to, there's no EDD. There's no checks. There's no direct deposit. Everyone literally gets mailed $1,000 in quarters.
It's like someone just comes over with a sack. They're like,
look, with a dollar sign on it.
There's your fucking stimulus.
Yeah, they just drop it, knock on your door. Amazon delivers all of it. Jeff Bezos,
the
baby.
Drones are like struggling to like right. keep them afloat. Just dragging it.
Just rips. Yeah, it's a burlap sack just with quarters pouring out of it. I didn't get mine.
It's like, guys, mine had a hole in it. My fucking drone hit a tree, dude.
You get an alert on your phone. It says, we delivered your quarters. Like, how'd we do? And it's just like a stream of quarters going back miles and miles and miles. Like, I guess you
like,
got
pull
it.
Out your shovel. You're like, all right, here we go.
Here we go. Like the guy.
Yes,
in,
I got my stimulus.
Yes. Like the guy in Home Alone with the salt.
Yeah.
Just gotta go get my quarters up. Now, yeah, this shit's crazy. I do think there is going to have to be, unfortunately, another. There's got to be a lockdown.
Or,
especially
the vaccine's just got to be better have a better distribution.
And they're struggling with that.
Dude, yeah, they're fucking everything up.
I saw something. Now they're letting dentists give people shots.
They're like, we had to keep them cold.
Oh,
like,
no.
Oh, shit.
What the hell?
Like, they basically just spilled a bunch on the street, and they're like, ah. Oh,
right, right.
Man.
Oh, Jesus. All right.
Gotta go back.
Yep. Guess I gotta go back.
It's like rent the fridge.
When you leave the Cart Barn key in your pocket, and you lock the fucking club, and then just, oh, my God, I gotta walk all the way back up. With this goddamn Cart Barn key. I got a promotion. That's new news.
Yeah, dude. That's
did we
sick.
Talk about that?
I don't think we did on the pod.
I'm the starter now.
Fuck yeah.
You want to get on this golf course? You got to talk to me.
Got to talk to him.
Yeah. I'm
Big
the new.
Big Dick MJ.
Woo! Small in stature.
He doesn't got to wear that uniform anymore.
No. Well, it's like a different uniform kind
but
of.
You don't have to wear the same shit.
I have free will
shit
now.
Every day. Yeah.
I have autonomy.
Yeah.
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 That's what I'm talking about.
And you don't got to help with those fucking carts.
I still keep getting stuck closing the Cart Barn.
Well, have they hired a lot
of
new
because,
people?
Because my boys who have been there for 40 years, they're just like, all right, I'm leaving. And I'm like, what? And like, I'm wearing my cool clothes. Like,
yeah.
What do you mean? They're like, all right, bye. And I'm just like,
damn,
I have no spine.
So have they not hired new people?
No.
No way.
Nah.
Nobody?
Well, they're on it now. And got to tell you, some of these applications, pretty hilarious.
I mean, just take anybody.
There's one guy
it's
who actually,
glamorous job.
He put his nickname at, you know, like for his resume. His nicknames in it. It's like Donald Donnie Ballgame so and so. And you're like, did he
hire
really?
Him?
I,
dude, that
I,
guy's sick.
That's the only guy I want.
Yeah.
I was like,
get
we,
Donnie Ball.
We need Donnie Ballgame. Obviously.
Donnie Ballgame, man.
I mean, I just want to know what he's about. At least get him in for an interview.
Yeah.
Which I will film.
Fuck yeah.
And I will sit in on. I have
you
to be
to
there.
Immediately be like, what's the story?
Right.
Why is it Donnie
Why
Ball
Donnie
game?
Ball game? Yeah, yeah. What makes Donnie Ball game tick?
Yeah.
He's like, well, you mind pouring me a drink? And you're like, absolutely not.
So would you rather Donnie Ball game or
is it,
Donnie
is it
Ball game?
Mr. Ball game?
You want us to say the whole thing?
Yeah, yeah. Donnie.
Like, I want Donnie Ball game.
Donnie Ball game. Mr. Ball game. I like Donnie Ball game. You're like, all right.
Every fine. Time on the radio. Donnie Ballgame.
Donnie Ballgame, where you at? Where you at?
We need Donnie Ballgame.
Donnie.
It's like you wouldn't even do DBG.
No.
No.
Ooh, DBG's pretty dope.
DBG's pretty cool.
We might need to work this out. I might have to make my first executive decision.
He's hired.
Yeah, yeah. I want Donnie Ballgame. He's my new best friend.
Get him the fuck in here.
Yeah.
He like replaces me on the pod. You're like, I love Donnie Ballgame.
He's the first guest, the first official guest. Shane, you were the first guest, but we didn't release that. Yeah. So.
Dude, this is episode 50.
Are you serious?
This is our 50th recording. I mean, our 50th episode, but our 50th recording.
This is our golden episode.
A golden episode?
Yeah, your 50th wedding anniversary. Is that's your golden year. 50.
Wow. Look at that.
The little podcast that could.
You want to know why? What were you going to say?
Also, thanks to all of our new followers.
Oh, holy shit. Yeah.
How the fuck did that happen?
I posted a crooked photo and then 150
and
new followers.
And thanked people. Very gracious.
Like, thank you for 700 followers. This is great. New video. Which it's not going up today. It's going up tomorrow. But I mean,
this isn't
the same day, so it doesn't even matter.
But I was tripping out.
Yeah, I know. I was like, cool. Dude, I was looking at my phone because I have notifications from people following me for that. Because like, you know, we don't get many.
right.
But it was just kept going. I was like, holy fuck.
Yeah, like we went.
Oh my god.
From like 7:03 to 8:04 in eight hours.
And now we're at like 8:60.
God damn.
Yeah. I was getting a DM. It was like, you're going to hit 1,000 before you know it.
That's
like,
so amazing.
Yeah.
And thank you guys.
For real.
Just, I can't believe it.
Let me check it right now.
And it's all due to Cal being tall, which
for
is
real.
Fantastic.
We're at 8:30 right now.
Let's go.
Oh, wait. I can't. 8:30
and counting. Where we at?
Yeah,
where we at? 8:30 and counting.
You want to know why I told you to come later today?
Yes, I do, actually.
I was watching The Mandalorian.
Nice. How was it?
Oh, it was great.
See, I don't watch stuff like that, so fill me in.
You don't watch The Mandalorian?
Just kidding.
I like,
watched
bro.
The shit out of it.
Yeah, I was about to say, yeah, you're a fucking nerd.
It took me like
don't
a day.
You dare.
I think it took me 2 days.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of episodes.
I just watched
like 8 episodes.
Boom, 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 yeah. boom, boom. It wasn't enough.
I might finish it tonight if Remy's feeling tired.
Oh, wait. I just can't wait for you to see how it ends.
Oh, I know. I can't wait.
It's
so spoilers. I just saw the Ahsoka Tano episode. Fucking killer.
So
that
good.
That was so good.
Rosario.
Yeah.
Please.
Oh,
call me.
Call me. We're the biggest podcast in LA. We got pull. We got some fucking pull.
Not that kind of pull.
Yeah, dude, look at this room.
Yeah, right. Look how dope we are. We're killing it.
So you guys have no idea what's behind this camera right now. It's just carnage.
Well,
just
I mean, there's
beer
like
beer bottles and White Claws.
We've got all of our producers back there.
We got Anthony Mackie right there.
There's a pallet of cash. Just loose bills that we don't even know what to do with. Might just burn it. Fuck it.
Are you okay?
What do you mean?
You okay?
What's wrong?
What do you actually see in front of you right now? Do you see it's like six producers and
yeah, they're behind the window. There's the pallet of cash, Dobrik's Ferraris and Lambos that he sent us. All our pile of Google phones. Over there, there's a pallet of White Claws.
We're in Rikers prison right now.
What?
Yeah, we've been.
Are
we've
you
been,
Shutter Island?
We've been
islanding.
We've been
me?
Incarcerated for
what?
20 years.
What?
Yeah, I'm Shutter Islanding you right
yeah,
now.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. That's hard to say, isn't it?
Shutter Islanding.
Shutter Islanding you. Yes, it's hard to say. No, we're rich. It's fine. That's all I was saying.
Oh, rich.
Dude, I cannot wait to get the soundboard. That's going to be fucking
sick. Oh, my God.
Sick.
Yes, we have new equipment coming. We need a table.
Dude, you fucking blew my mind the other day when we were hanging out. And you brought up the, if you nasty.
If you nasty.
If you nasty. That guy, I want to get him on the podcast.
Yeah,
hey,
man.
Hey, ladies.
I'm like, hey, guy, we got $40.
You come on the podcast, we'll give you $40.
You want to do the bonus episode?
$60. And I might even throw an extra $20 for some food.
And some White Claws.
Because I know you get hungry.
Because we get sponsored by White Claw.
We are sponsored. Bum, 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 bum. Are we going to get pulled for that? We
what
can use
mean?
People's jingles.
Yeah.
What's your favorite
Dude,
jingle?
We don't make money from this.
What's your favorite jingle? What? You're not making money?
No.
Oh,
dude,
Cal.
I've told you for like 5 months now, and you still haven't given me any money. I do all the work. Where's my cut?
Well, see, that's the thing.
Is that why you were just able to buy a Roadcaster?
This is how America worked. Now, Uncle Donnie was the reason we were able to buy a Roadcaster. Thanks, Donnie.
I'm gonna
spend that $600 on talking shit about you for the next couple of years.
I'm gonna go to Dr. Miami for my with my Donnie money.
Dr. Miami.
You don't know what he's doing right now?
Who's Dr. Miami?
Dude, he was like penis enlargement surgery for $600 now.
What?
A limited time offer.
Wait.
Yeah, dude, I'm going to get my dick bigger.
Why?
You know how I keep saying, like, I want big dick energy?
Yeah.
Dr. Miami's going to give it to me for $600.
Oh, no. Cal's going to come in here with a Frankenboner every time.
I'm going to walk into the Capitol and be like, thanks, Trump.
with his erection.
All you.
Yeah, yeah. You just keep
bumping
the mic. I'm like, Cal, quit bumping the mic. God damn
Sorry,
it.
Sorry, dude. I'm not used to it.
Dr. Miami?
So I think that's his name, right? Dr. Miami, given penis enlargement, $600. I saw photos. He showed proof. It was like an inch girth, and then he enlarged it to 5.
Wow.
Flaccid. Flaccid, dude. He can make you a shower and a grower. You know what I mean?
5 flaccid. That's
5 flaccid. It's big.
Is it? Is it though?
Fuck, I just revealed myself right there,
Like, Cal, you big dog energy. Cut that part out.
No, dude, it's just I'm so big, I want to relate to people.
I get it. You're like, yeah, you know,
like, totally, dude. Yeah,
I remember when I couldn't get on roller coasters too, little buddy. Like that thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
I see what you're doing.
Yeah.
That's smart.
Yeah.
I like how you're a man of the people.
Yeah.
Dope.
I always try to relate back to
the everyman,
the small dicks.
The everyday common folk.
Yeah.
The serfs, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Now that we are lords
of Rikers Island.
Wow.
Which you've been a prisoner
back to
of
Rikers
for
Nurse
20 years.
Ratched. Did you watch that?
Oh, yeah. No, not the show.
Okay.
I never watched the show.
One Flew Over.
Oh, yeah. I love One Flew Over.
Or do you call it Cuckoo's Nest? How do you abbreviate? Whatever. It doesn't fucking matter.
OFOTCN.
So you're going for like an acronym.
Yeah.
Over. This is fun. No, I like this. This should be a bit that we do. Let's come up with acronyms on the spot.
Yeah.
Bobody.
What's Bobody?
I don't know. It's something from The Office, I'm pretty sure. Turn that shit
God
back
damn
on
it.
And get these people fucking from
stop
hanging.
Watching The Office.
I could, well, I had to.
Yeah.
I wanted to get a flight to DC.
Honestly, thank you, Netflix.
Yeah.
Cheers to you.
I can see the Netflix office from my house. I have a bone to pick with you. It's your fault. You're the reason all these people were able to get off their couch and go storm fucking DC.
Well, MJ, you get one call a week at Rikers, so we'll give you Netflix's number.
Perfect.
And you can give them a call.
I love the thought. This, you know, that's my biggest fear, right?
That you're actually in a mental institute?
Yes.
Yeah.
That I'm doing something that, like, I think I'm doing this, but I'm actually doing something completely different. And it stems from when I used to get, like, super high, and I'd be standing in a line at like 7-Eleven or something late night.
Oh, I've been there too.
And like, I'm like, I think I just shit myself.
The timer went off.
But that's a real thing.
100%.
Mm-hmm. Or as the youth say, 100p. Which, I mean, I'm into brevity as much as the next guy, but 100p. I mean, now
dude,
we're
100p. It is 100p, dude.
Oof.
Great fucking shortening.
Oof. First fear.
Oh,
sharp
yeah.
objects next to the eyes. Not a fan.
Nope.
Not a fan.
Nope.
But that, you know, you start to grow up, you get a little bit more I wouldn't say mature. I don't think that's how I'd characterize myself, but what I would say is I think that more than anything scares the shit out of me. Dementia or psychosis or any of that shit. Where like I was saying, I'm in a 7-Eleven line. I'm like, I think I just shit myself. And then I'm like, I can't really check because I'm in line.
Because you're too high.
And my brain is just swimming like, oh my God, you definitely did. You definitely did it. You did it. And you're just like, no, I didn't. No, I didn't. And like, I'm like, I would like to buy these taquitos and this tall boy of Miller High Life, sir. And just he's like, okay, fine. Cool. You're good. And then like, all I can think is, what if I'm just rolling around on the ground right now, like la la la, pants around my ankles, poop all over the place, and I don't even know it, you know? And like, maybe you look down at someone and you see someone doing that. You don't even realize you're looking at yourself. You're having an outer body experience. Yeah, it terrifies me. I think about it all the time. And knowing people that have suffered with dementia and I mean, they have no idea. It's the craziest shit ever. And that this is the trust tree.
Yeah.
And trust tree. That's my biggest fear.
Damn.
Terrified.
Whenever I get really high, whenever I get too high around friends, you know, I get paranoid. And one of my worst fears is that, like, did I just like scream really loudly? And that's why everyone's looking at me weird. Cause I always think that everyone's just like giving me side eye. And I'm like, did I like just say, I shit myself or something like that? Or was I really rude to someone, like, fuck off? Like, but then I would think about it more. I'm like, no, I'm too high to be aggressive.
Right.
I just want to eat cookout right now.
And then, the telltale or the evidence. The following day, that's where you get like the confirmation you didn't do anything weird.
Yeah,
because if you did, you're gonna get a bunch of texts.
Yeah,
everyone's gonna hit you up and be like, wow, you're kind of weird last night, huh?
Yeah.
And then you like, you can chill, you know, you're like, all right, I didn't get anything weird, no one said anything, everyone's talking to me. It's that weird paranoid brain that you get when you get super high.
I hate it.
I
love being at like a comfortable level where I'm like, yeah, I'm functional. I wish I was a functioning high. But I'm not.
No.
I want to just sit there and play video games and not think about anything, or I'm going to fucking kill myself.
Right. You want to see me take 25 minutes to parallel park? Get me high before I have to do it.
You want to see me take an hour to microwave some mac and cheese?
And by the time you get just to it, it's just burnt. How did you burn something in the microwave? What is wrong with you?
I just left it in there for too long and I forgot about it because I was just staring at like a poster.
You said it for 2 hours instead of 2 minutes. That looks about right. Yeah. There we go. Just walk away.
And then like 3 hours later, you're like, oh fuck, I had mac and cheese.
It's still cooking. You're like, oh no.
Oh no.
Yeah.
That's why you always bake something when you're high.
Mm.
Stick it in the oven. It sits there for a while.
If you have one of the like the timers too that turns the oven off after it's cooked.
Oh, there you go.
That's
foolproof. Yeah.
But also when I'm that high, I mean, who knows what I can operate.
Who fucking knows, man.
I mean, you think about it. Physically, you're not even impaired that much. If you're really focused on something and you're getting high and like you want to do that thing, you can do it to like the nth degree.
Yeah.
You get really like hyper focused on what you're doing. But like, the second your mind goes astray or doubt creeps in,
oh my God, boy. Yeah.
You are just incapacitated. Yeah. You're done.
Dude, for me, sometimes when I work on the pod or like I'm editing or something, I'll like use a sativa strand and I'll just like be fucking zeroed in. Mm. But then the minute I go to YouTube, I'm done.
Oh yeah.
I'm like,
oh yeah.
Just down a rabbit hole, just like YouTube. Like I just become a fucking zombie,
right?
Like I'm in work mode and then once I'm just like Chrome and then I'm fuck.
You're like, I've been looking at like custom lighters for the last 45 minutes. The internet ruins me.
Oh
yeah.
My God.
Yeah. Yeah. What am I doing right now?
For real.
Every time.
You look at your watch, it's been like 2 hours.
I'm looking at shoes that are $12,000. I'm like, I don't even have a car. What am I doing with my life? I mean, I do have a car. David Dobrik, thank you. I drive a Lamborghini.
Yeah, we're boys.
A Lombardo. Lombardini.
Nice.
I'm sad instantly.
I can tell. I can tell you're sad. Because guess what? We don't know David Dobrik.
Not yet. I bought one of those puzzles, though.
What is he up to? Oh, you did?
Fuck no. Why would I do that? Really?
I thought you would have given it a shot.
It's funny. I forget who it was. I think it was Tim Dillon or Ray Kampf, like, on his podcast. He was saying that basically now David Dobrik has, like, stepped into gambling or, like, handing out lottery tickets, basically. Because with that puzzle, there's a chance to win like $100,000 or something. And I was like, holy fuck, that's crazy to think about.
He's taking advantage of the poor. You have a chance.
Right. Exactly. He's Willy fucking Wonka.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You want the golden ticket? Buy this puzzle.
It's like his actual business venture didn't work out. He tried to make a cologne. It was like David's cologne or something like that.
Hmm?
Yeah. He tried to make a cologne and it like barely sold. He's like, well, I can't like be an actual businessman. I just got to take advantage of poor people.
No, that's hilarious. I love that.
I don't know.
Sinister.
But like, dude, I was thinking about it the other day. I was like, what is he even up to? He doesn't make YouTube videos anymore.
Right.
He just like makes TikToks and his podcasts.
I was thinking about how the only people after, Jesus Christ, our shutdown three or whatever, the only people that are going to be able to start small businesses and have restaurants and shit are basically like venture capitalists and hedge fund managers and TikTokers and influencers.
Yeah. And rich influencers. Yeah. Right.
Like, and 100%. So, yeah, I mean, that's fucking crazy.
You should see all the products these YouTubers fucking make like to as their own small business.
Right. Right.
It's like they're like one guy. Have you ever heard of the Try Guys?
No.
Like one of them, his thing is like, he loves chicken and he like eats. He'll do a series where he's like, I eat everything at McDonald's and rate it or something. Mm. Like, that's it. Mm-hmm. It gets like millions of views. And then he's like, I have a chicken sauce now.
What? Like, is it good?
I don't know. Never had it.
We should probably try it.
But one of the most brilliant things from YouTube is Hot Ones.
Oh.
That show's dope.
What's that kid's name? Sean Evans?
Sean Evans, yeah.
Oh, my God.
You just call him a kid? How old is he?
I don't know. He's younger than me.
You think so?
No. But everyone's a kid. I always say everyone's a kid. That's just, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Hey,
right.
That's East Coast swag, baby. This fucking kid. Fucking guys over here.
I mean, I usually say it about people below 30. Like, I wouldn't call you a kid because you're, you know.
Older than you by a clip.
You served in World War II.
No.
What?
It was the Korean War.
Sorry.
Yes.
That mixed up.
Jesus. How?
I mean, dude, you just...
I mean, the color of the people we were fighting was completely different.
I don't fucking know, dude. You just
fighting
Nazis. You have that fucking air about you where, like, I served in World War II. Listen
that is
to me,
true.
Bitch.
I am very much a curmudgeon.
Yeah.
And a right-wing conspiracy theorist. I was watching them storming the gates, and I was like, hell yeah, brother. Let's go. This one's for America. While I tip my fucking White Claw back. This America.
I saw a funny meme that was like, the cops are pulling up with White Claws to this fucking protest.
Yes. They were just chilling. Yeah. There was a lot of chilling going on.
Too much chilling.
I saw, the one thing that everyone wanted to point to was them putting the guns through the window, or they're like pointing the guns out the window. I was like, they're not even pulling the trigger.
Also, I think those are senators. I don't think those are guards.
Right. They were just strapped.
Yeah. They looked like they had suits on. They were just like,
don't tread on me, fucker. Yes, I love that.
I love the
idea that the people that put all the laws in place exercise their rights.
I love how they thought it was a big deal that they saved the electoral vote ballot boxes. And I'm like, they could just print more. Like, that's still there.
They didn't even need to actually be there.
No.
Come on. It's all this ceremonious fucking bullshit.
Yeah. That we never had to watch before. You know?
Yeah.
I just
now everyone's
went
very
about my
vigilant.
Day.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now I have to watch this shit. It's like the fucking Super Bowl.
Right. But way less. Well, actually, most Super Bowls suck. So
most Super Bowls do suck.
Except for that one time. Oh, my God. You have to remember this.
Except for that one time the Packers won.
Ooh,
that was pretty sick.
They've won a couple of times.
No, but I mean in my lifetime.
Oh, yeah.
I've only seen the Aaron Rodgers one.
Really? You didn't see Brett Favre?
I never. Like, really? Watched it. No. I think I was too young. That was late 90s, right?
Mid 90s.
Yeah.
Reggie White. Brett Favre.
MJ, when was I born?
I don't know.
96.
Oh, I thought it was 2000. How old are you? 12?
Yeah.
Tall 12-year-old. You're gonna be great one day. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. When you grow into those little puppy paws.
Yeah, man. That'd be sick. Can't wait.
96. Yeah, you probably missed it. I think it was like 95. Shaney, look that up.
Dude, Remy pulled a fast one on me yesterday. Ooh. She was like, I want to watch Lord of the Rings. I was like, I never thought those words would come out of her mouth my life. Even me, that was my reaction. I was like, you're not ready. I was like, it's too long.
Were you able to not talk through it?
No, we haven't watched them yet.
Okay.
But she was like, I want to.
Mm.
I was like.
So she's never seen them either?
Never. Dude, no.
I don't know.
She's cool. She doesn't watch Lord of the Rings.
You know what I mean? I don't think that's how you.
I'm kidding.
Make your cool qualifications.
It's a joke, dude.
I don't like jokes. You know that. You know that about me.
Yeah, you're right.
That's why.
You want to be a venture capitalist and you hate jokes.
Oh, yeah. More than anything.
Yeah.
I would love to. I want to be like a George Soros type character.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
He's hired in the shadows and everyone thinks you're the
and
mastermind.
Just pull the strings.
Yeah.
Woo-wee. That would be fantastic. Just pull up in a Bentley.
I was getting really scared that you were going to say Jeffrey Epstein. That's a joke.
I wish I had thought of that.
I was like, man, he better not say it. He better not say that shit, dude. I'm going to cancel him. And that, but then I said it. And now
which
our
shows
podcast
where
is
your
canceled.
Head is.
Yeah.
Wow. I just baited you into one.
You didn't even bait me. I baited myself.
Let me take credit for this. I'm not tall. I need something.
I'm going to have a long conversation in two nights when I'm editing this. Like, do I keep that in or do I keep
Do not that? Cut that out. I will refer to that for the rest of the episode. So you have to leave it in. Hey, Cal, remember when you said that thing? About
what
that
thing?
Guy, that cool guy with the island.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. What was his name?
Are you talking about the warden of Rikers Island? Because
ooh.
That is where
Who
you are
you
living,
see as
MJ.
The warden?
Kamala Harris.
Yes. Oh, fucking perfect. Yes. Empress Kamala, can I please go out into the sunlight?
No.
Absolutely not. What are you here for? A small amount of marijuana, ma'am.
No!
Isolation! Put him in the hole!
Beat his ass!
Kick his ass! Yes, and then Cheeseburger Eddie's in there, fucking flexing his tits, talking about how he got touched by a film producer, even though he's a super athlete. Oh my god.
Bro, you know what I started watching again recently? The fucking Bachelorette.
I saw this.
I'm fucking livid that I have to watch it now.
Wait. You want
to
watch it.
I used to be a big fan.
Don't lie. You can
JoJo's season.
Trust tree.
Fucking elite.
Trust tree.
I've always wanted to go back. Mm. And now I'm back, baby.
Yes.
Oh, man. I was back hard.
Is it good? I've never watched a single episode.
We watched an old, like, I mean, this. It came out in the middle of 2020, so it's like, you know, it's out of people's minds at this point.
Mm.
But I watched I think it's the most recent Bachelorette. It's with this chick who's like 39 and she immediately knew who she wanted, and she left after like the first week with the guy, and everyone was like, that's not how this works.
Ooh, yeah.
You're supposed
to
pick everyone out.
Right.
But she was like, no, this is it. I'm out.
You can do that?
Apparently.
Wow.
Apparently.
Good for her. Gotta respect her. Well, and
I mean, everyone keeps calling her crazy, but here's the thing.
Bro,
when you're
39, yeah.
You know what you want.
Yeah, we're not playing games at that point.
But what was really funny? Have you ever seen Polar Express?
Tom Hanks?
The animated movie.
Yeah.
Bro.
Well,
the guy she picked. The guy she picked, Remy told me right away. She was like, it's that guy. And I was like, okay, cool. So I'm going to roast the fuck out of him. And
right.
She was like, I saw a meme where everyone's saying he looks like the black girl from Polar Express. And I was like,
does he?
Fucking identical to this girl. When I tell you, I was like, no. Every time I look at him now, I'm
you can't do
cracking
it.
Up, man.
Yeah, yeah.
He looks exactly like her.
So
it's unfucking canny.
I can't think. I can't think of that.
I gotta find this fucker now.
Right,
Dale Bachelor. Well,
what I want to know is, what did they do? She left after the first week.
So they brought in a new girl, and they kept the guys. They're like, guys,
did
look.
Did they keep the guy that she liked?
No. He left with her. He left with her.
You can do that?
I guess so. And they were like, guys, look, we're going to bring in a new girl.
Right.
If you want to stay, stay. If you want to leave, leave. Like, we get it.
Yeah.
But what was really funny to me.
Would they bring in an older chick? She's like 70.
I think she was younger. Way hotter.
Whoa.
But
I mean,
like
39.
But she looked pretty good for 39.
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, biological clock is basically at the end. And
she looked really good, though, for 39. I was like, wow.
And then, you know, it's like, you're going to start a family. But 39, okay. I would say, if you don't know what you want by then, Jesus. But also, you're on a game show looking for love. Might tend to skew a little crazy. Oh, that's fantastic.
Is that not?
Yeah, that's remarkable.
Unfucking canny.
That's fantastic.
I'm dying at this, dude.
That
it's
is
so
great.
Funny.
That is great. I've never watched a single episode. I might have to
Oh my God. It's great to just get drunk and just fucking judge the shit out of these poor people being like thrown into this reality show.
Oh, yeah.
But I mean, you sign up for it, so.
What was the one we watched during the quarantine?
We watched Too Hot to Handle.
Too Hot to Handle.
Oh, my God.
Is that coming back?
I hope so.
Wow.
That shit was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was fantastic. Yeah, I mean, I wrote 1,000 jokes an episode. It just
really?
It came spilling just out of me.
Going.
Well, it was just too easy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, everyone's so vapid and, like, borderline the word I'm not supposed to say.
Yeah.
And it was just fantastic.
That tall fucking Australian dude,
the young
Harry
dude? Oh my God,
he is now in like TikTok world. He's like hanging out with all those influencers. He's just gotten really
just
cringy,
bitten in barista's faces with Bryce Hall,
vaping all day, you know, just
blowing
fucking
clouds, bro.
Got a vape.
Oh,
where's my Nicks? Yeah, his Australian's gonna be like, oh, where are my Nicks?
I'm gonna blow some clouds.
I need my jewel.
I'm not good at the Australian accent. I just realized that.
Put shrimp on the baddie.
I just always want to go straight Cockney.
Dude, yeah, same.
Yeah.
I relate to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's always, I'm not good at accents.
My headphones keep
I can do a there. Southern accent, but, you know, I'm well versed in it.
Well, dude, yeah, we lived around Southerners.
Hey, man.
There's like a bunch of Southern accents too, aren't they? Oh
many.
My God.
The guy who talks too fast. We had this guy at Salisbury. Shout out SEC, baby.
SEC.
His name was Chicken. And Chicken, like, he literally, he wanted to be called Chicken.
Rug pipe.
COVID. 1 in 5. Here we go. Now it's 2 out of 2. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Yeah. So Chicken talked like Boomhauer.
Sorry, wrong pipe.
From fucking King of the Hill.
No way.
And he would always finish. You knew he was done talking because his period on every sentence was, all right. All right. And I was like,
you don't get me on that whole round 9, right?
All right. All right. And you're like, all right, Chicken.
You going to get me out of the course round 9, all right?
I swear to God, I knew this guy for 10 years. I don't think I ever knew what he said once. I don't.
Did you ever have to know? Like, was there a point where he was like, get my bag, it looks
No. He didn't work in the same department.
Oh, he worked at...
At the club, but, like, we didn't, like, work necessarily together.
Yeah.
So, you know, he was in and out, but...
Just around.
Oh, my God. I mean, we would talk for, like, 10 minutes sometimes, and he'd just be like, all right, and I'd just go...
that was
tight what you said there, and he's like, all right. That's when you realize comedy is, I mean, there's a cadence to it. you know?
Oh, yeah.
You can just, it's like the laugh track thing with Big Bang Theory.
Yes.
You can literally just say something like the way you're supposed to say it, and then everyone goes, ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha. I have no idea what he just said. Neil deGrasse Tyson.
He said nerd thing. Ah.
Yeah. It's just so dumb.
Yeah.
But at the same time, this guy was, he was a fucking great guy. He was so, so nice, but I have no idea. I mean, I don't even know if he knew English.
He just knew like Southern.
Yeah.
That was it.
I met a lady
once.
No,
he knew King of the Hill. That was his language. It was just King of the Hill.
Mm-hmm. All right. All right. All right. All right. He goes, all right. All right.
All right.
All right. So, yeah, I met a lady once that communicated in only hello and goodbye. She had had like a stroke or something.
Holy shit.
And she would just say hello and goodbye, but she would
really?
Do it like a Pokemon.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Be, hello, yeah. Hello, hello, goodbye. Hello,
this
hello,
is real?
Hello, hello,
like
goodbye.
She actually?
100%.
Wow.
In some shack off the side of some back road in West Virginia. She was a friend of my grandma's who my grandma wanted to visit because she had, you know, recently
wow.
had an event.
Yeah.
And yeah. So my grandma didn't set this up at all. It's me and I'm with my best friend at the time and neighbor forever, you know, my buddy Steve. And she's like, all right, I'm going to go inside. You guys hang out and I'll come in. I'll come back out and you guys come in. So she's like, come on in. She opens the door. We've been out in the car. I'm like, where the fuck are we? You know, like
yeah.
cars are flying past. It's like one of those old back country roads. You know,
oh,
people
yeah.
go 70 and
oh, yeah.
45, 55 kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we go in and like she's just sitting in the chair. I'm like, oh, hi. Nice to meet you. And then she goes, hello. Goodbye. Hello. 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 Goodbye. Hello. Hello. Goodbye. I was just like, I look over
that's
my grandma.
Wild.
And I look at Steve. And then I look in the closet that's open right next to her, and there's this giant fucking like ventriloquist dummy doll thing. And it's just like, and I was just like, oh my God. Oh my God.
I don't
what's
like
happening?
That at all.
What is happening right now?
I hate dolls, oh! man.
And but that's how she was saying like, hello, my name is so and so, blah, blah, blah. But she was just doing the
yeah
hello and goodbye thing. And see, this also plays into my fucking.
Yeah,
like,
no, 100%.
At any point in time, you
yeah.
know, the wires can get crossed and you're just fucked. It's like, damn. But that was a good experience because, like, I mean, I needed to see that.
Yeah.
You know, and then, like, actually, I mean, obviously, you know, you make light of things. But in that moment, I was so, for the first time, like, mature about something. You know
yeah.
what I mean? Like we didn't run out laughing or do
yeah.
anything stupid. Like I was like, holy shit. Like, and she was so sweet, you know, she's like trying to
yeah.
give us stuff. My grandma's like, no, she wants you to do this, she wants you to take it. And like I was just like, whoa, what?
So your
hell?
Grandma like translated for her in
she
a
just
sense?
Knew her.
Okay.
You know, they had like grown up together.
Yeah.
So
wow,
like she
incredible.
Just kind of knew, like, you know, and like there was gesturing and stuff that
yeah.
you kind of like picked up what was going on. And it was just crazy.
I've never heard of that before.
Oh my God. Yeah. She only had two words locked in. Have you ever heard of foreign accent syndrome?
Dude, I've watched Tom Segura so many fucking times.
Right.
Okay. I know what foreign accent syndrome
that's
is.
Fucking crazy, though.
It's wild.
Yeah. Or PGAD.
His, what is that?
PGAD, persistent genital arousal disorder.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
What the
yeah.
fuck? It's like the brain.
His bits still make me cry laughing
yeah.
when I watch
oh,
them.
Yeah.
Like, I know whenever I watch that, he's doing the, hey, can I get a...
so, oh, my God. No, you have to see the... Have you seen the video where they... Yeah, okay. You where that bit is stemmed from is this video of this dude.
I'm sorry, I'm thinking about
he
it now.
He says some of the most cringy, insane things you've ever heard a person say. He's like, yeah, you know...
Sorry.
It's really sad. You go to your father's funeral and you just want to pay your respects. Then you have 15 powerful orgasms. And you just never want to have another orgasm, but you just keep on coming. It's fucking crazy. That's this poor son of a bitch's life. That's where he stays at. That's his realm.
Oh my God.
How fucking crazy is that? The second the wires get crossed, though. Did you ever see that one chick?
I'm sorry. Run. I just keep thinking about the bit.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you ever see that one chick? She was former, I want to say she was like a Redskins cheerleader. She said that she got dystonia from a vaccine.
What is that?
It's like this weird thing where you like you're up is it's like a heightened version of vertigo almost. Like your ups or downs and this and that, and like it's just like really, really dramatic. But it turned out she was just dolazoling apparently and just faking the funk.
Mm.
But hilarious. We'll have to pull that up when we get the roadcast. I cannot wait for the roadcaster.
Man, it's gonna be so
good.
It's
gonna give us another element that just takes us over the top. That shit's gonna be hilarious.
And you know what I just realized too? If I have my laptop, we can hook that up to the roadcaster too, and you can just capture all the audio.
Mm-hmm.
That's fucking sick. We need a table
wirelessly.
We need a table.
We can have the laptop and my phone. We can plug the laptop in, Bluetooth the phone in.
Yeah.
Bang, bang, bang. Shit's about to get hilarious. Like
can't
I just
wait.
It's just gonna be fun.
$40.
And if you nasty, I throw in another $20 for some food. I love that guy.
That is one of the most legendary videos. Oh, I love that God. Shit, man.
Did you see that Freddie Gibbs, when Warnick won?
Dude, I'm always caught up on Freddie Gibbs, man. He was like, man, everyone's saying these guys are me over here.
He goes, what the fuck?
Dude, so he got kicked off Instagram, right?
Yeah.
Fucking tragic.
Hey, deservedly so. He was posting some amazing shit.
But it's like it was destiny. It's like he was meant for Twitter.
Oh,
anyway.
Yeah.
And holy shit, man. Like, I'm watching his fleets on Twitter.
Yeah.
I never watched his stories on Instagram because there's so fucking many stories.
Right.
That I have to fucking comb through.
Mm-hmm.
But fleets is like right there.
Fleets.
It's always up.
Does it last?
I think so.
Yeah.
From the people I'm following, I fucking hope it stays because it's fucking hilarious.
Okay.
Oh my
okay.
God. It's so Thundercat. So funny.
Really?
On fleets. Yeah. Like he tweets normal shit. Mm-hmm. But then you go on his fleets. You're like, he's like on another Freddie Gibbs.
Mm-hmm.
Like he posts this video of this lady just like fucking stressed out in front of the camera. Just like, guys, I want you all to know, do not have a dildo and a taser that are the same color.
Oh no.
And I was like,
no.
I was like,
I remember
what?
That one. Yes, yes, yes. She done gone and shot the kitty. Girl, you better stop.
Oh my God. I couldn't even imagine.
If you're nasty.
She nasty.
She nasty.
She might need another $2,000 for some hospital
fees. She got that Franken pussy shocking that thing to life. Good for her. Wow. Well, Cal?
Jesus.
The world is on fire. TikTokers are about to own every small business. But at the end of the day, we get to do this, and I'm still having fun.
Yeah, me too.
Smiling, because we're
Rikers
nasty.
Island.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, here on Rikers. Brought to you live from Rikers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shutter Islanding.
Shutter Islanding ourselves.
Ooh.
We should make a video on YouTube. Just clickbait.
There's the,
Shutter Islanding ourselves.
The Lonely Heart.
Huh?
What's that?
What are you talking about?
What's his name from SNL? The Lonely Island.
Lonely Island, yeah. Andy Samberg.
We're the Shutter Island.
Oh.
Or the Rikers Island, Shutter Island. Yeah.
Yeah.
We can do something there.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As always, a fucking pleasure.
Dude, I wanted to say one more thing.
Oh, please.
I am sorry that I once again hijacked a discussion about a movie. I was listening to myself when we were talking about Wonder Woman. I was like, God damn it, I did it again.
I fell asleep in the movie. I fell asleep.
I know. But you know, I was just like, I hated listening to myself in that moment. I was like, I got to chill.
Whatever.
I'm chilling now.
No, don't do that.
I am not going to,
as I said,
go too crazy with that.
Take more chances. Go bigger. This is 2021, baby.
I just wanted to say, I'm sorry for bulldozing you.
I had nothing to say.
I mean, it's just, you didn't really say much. And I was like, it was because I just kept fucking talking.
No. And I was pretty drunk.
And I didn't feel drunk at the time, but I still think that it, because I didn't eat anything, and I was
right.
I don't know. I didn't feel drunk.
You're the movie guy.
All right, man.
I might throw in a couple dick jokes here and there, but I'd rather you talk about movies than me.
I think I just didn't like how I talked about them.
Okay.
Like, I was just too aggressive.
Well, don't apologize to me. Apologize to them. Sorry, guys.
Sorry. I was really loud and annoying.
Nah, you were fine. I haven't listened to it, but you were fine.
I don't know. I couldn't stand it.
Hey, did you look tall? Did you sound tall?
No.
You didn't sound tall
at all.
Mm.
No, I sounded cringy.
So that's what we're going to work on then. You need to sound taller more often.
I need to sound taller.
Okay. Right now you sound real tall. You sound good.
Fuck yeah.
Cal, this was a good one.
This was a good one.
I had fun.
Me too.
As always.
Like the ones where we just talk about random shit, I feel like we're just like.
That's the formula.
They just flow.
Yeah, that's the formula.
Great. Yeah.
Just let it go.
Yeah.
Yeah. As always, MJ Bragg, 1200 on all social media platforms.
I'm done doing that.
All right. Cal doesn't care anymore.
I just don't feel like it. It doesn't matter.
He's the tall guy.
The links are in the description anyway. So they're all there.
I just like to say it for some reason.
I get it.
I think I've built that routine.
Yeah.
And I just got rid of it. All right.
You don't have to.
No.
I mean, you can if you want to.
Well, you know what?
I link it all anyway. And
I'm not as tall as you, so fans don't just flock.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? So I'm just hoping someone listens this long and they actually hear, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck, I was going to say something else.
Are we doing a live stream?
I wasn't going to talk about that, but yes.
We will.
We're going to reschedule it.
Okay, cool.
I would love to do it before the end of the month.
Yes.
We're going to play the KFC anime game.
Oh my God. Recipe for seduction.
We're going to seduce the fuck out of Colonel Sanders.
Ooh-wee, Harland. Harland fucking wait. Sanders.
Yeah.
Wait, I've talked about this on the podcast that I did a deep dive on KFC once.
What do you mean a deep dive?
Okay. We'll talk about it later. We might.
No, what do you mean though? Like, what did you do?
Well, I saw something in a Reddit or like a subreddit, and it was about how.
What is this Reddit you speak of?
Some internet thing. It's a fad. It'll probably go away.
All right, cool.
It's like MySpace or AOL.
Okay, cool. Nah, man,
how weird is it when someone has an AOL still or like an
AOL? Do
people
still have AOLs?
Email? Yeah. Oh yeah. Ugh. It's gross. Cringy. Ugh. Very cringy. But no, like that because I was really big on Korean fried chicken. I found this place in Virginia, and I was like, "How are these wings so good?" And they were like, "Well, it's because the Korean fried chicken, like they do a different thing. They do this, blah blah blah. They use a different breading." And then I looked into KFC, the Colonel being potentially Korean. And then I was like, what? So I had to do this whole I went down rabbit hole about the Colonel. So 100%. Either way, 100p.
100p, dude.
100p.
100p.
100p. All right. Let's get The Office back on Netflix.
I keep thinking I was going to say something.
You're going to say something.
I keep losing it. Fuck. I'm so sorry.
Do you want a few more? A few more minutes? You want to sit here? We can look at each other.
We've never done that. I'm not going to remember. I'm going to remember out in the balcony.
We'll post it afterwards. Yeah, we'll put it up. Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
Hey, thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Love you. Let's keep this Instagram thing going.
Yeah, dude.
Come on, bro.
Let's hit 1,000.
We need to get to 1,000.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah.
And Sam, thanks for hitting me up.
Oh, also thank you to Morgan. She was the one that wanted us to talk about Wonder Woman.
Morgan, thank you.
I forgot. I totally blanked
her
name.
As always,
Mahad.
Mahad.
Mahad's a G.
Come on. Come on, pimp.
Yep.
As always, a pleasure. Yeah. Cheers.
Cheers.
Kisses, bitches.
That was a good one.
That was good.
That was fucking fun.
People think.
It's like.
Truth is, all you need is to look for this.